Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set, cocked, locked? Here we go. Your dial is set correctly to USA Prepares. Thank you for being in class with us today. Jason, thank you for engineering at Genesis Communications Network. And Dr. Sergey Sheely Sorens with us. Welcome.
Thank you, and wonderful to be here.
Thank you for teaching class with us today. I had a question. We had talked about albuterol and should we have a rescue inhaler. Would that be a good thing if someone gets into respiratory distress? It would be a good thing to have one on hand if we could get one. And what are your thoughts about that for our
class? Let's put it this way. Inflammation has become the key word of the century. Inflammation in the lungs, and what happens with inflammation is there's also constriction of the airways. In other words, alveoli, you know, things that can carry oxygen in the lungs and exchange gases with blood and provide everything that we need. Oxygen and otherwise. So what happens is people, especially who have asthma or COPD or any kind of respiratory situation, absolutely should have the rescue inhaler with them because, the toxicity of the world is getting worse. What do? Breathe. We literally have to breathe every few seconds. So garbage in, garbage out. So that's what ends up happening. Now, for anyone out there who hasn't started any bad habits, obviously, smoking is not the greatest for you. I understand if people do smoke, there's usually a reason, stress. And this is how it helps to cope with that. But if there's a chance not to start, my God, please don't, And there's also... after COVID and, other things, lungs tend to be inflamed. And if that inflammation underlying and the underlying storm, so to speak, in the body is not under control, then it's possible to have continuous ongoing lung issues. And the rescue inhaler is one of the most, the better benefits to risk ratio. And that's how I look at everything.
I was at a high school many years ago, and it was just after school, and some of the students were practicing track, and they were running around the building, to build up their endurance. And several of them kind of hunched over and pulled out a rescue inhaler and used it immediately. They were in respiratory distress from the exertion, And does that also cause inflammation, that kind of exertion?
There's a whole entity of asthma and the reactive airway disease called exercise-induced asthma. And what happens is the activity of exercise activates certain neurochemicals, cytokines, and otherwise, and it induces in some people the shortness of breath and wheezing and literally the asthma situation. So when that takes place, if you don't have one with you, unfortunately what happens is if the episode doesn't turn coordinate itself or doesn't resolve itself, there is a need to get help. And this is what happens when I'm in the emergency room. At this point, we have to do steroids. We have to do there's a number of treatments such as interestingly, one of the proton pump inhibitors or one of the GI medications, Pepcid, for example, is helpful in the intravenous form. Benadryl is helpful. And then you watch, you know, and depending on how bad the situation is, you have to also know whether or not you have to intubate or protect the airway. Typically, that doesn't have to be the case, but as an emergency room doc, you know, you're always watching. Breathing is one of the most essential things.
Are you finding that there are more and more cases of respiratory distress, those kinds of situations in the emergency room, as compared to, let's say, early in your practice, 20 years ago?
A lot of things changed since 2019. I've seen a huge change in the number of increase in respiratory conditions, general not feeling well. And I believe what's happening is that because of all the everything that's happening in the world, we're talking about smoke poisons in the air, poisons in the water, poisons in the atmosphere, poisons in the ground. It's gotten a very toxic place, this is where we have to literally go back to the elements and go back to the basics. And this is what I've been doing in terms of my own health. At some point I'd like to mention something about magnesium because it's one of the most essential and important elements, and especially through the skin, topical can do so many things, including a relief of pain from musculoskeletal, but it is also something that allows the cells to function properly, including sodium-potassium pump and just lots of other things. It's one of the most deficient essential things, and Dr. Shilly has been teaching about it for a long time. I think I digress a little bit. But magnesium can also help with asthma attack, especially if given in the intravenous form. It can help with a number of conditions where things are inflamed. Like I said, I do digress. I apologize for that.
Oh, that was a wonderful explanation. So for the rescue inhaler, there are rescue inhalers that are available, I understand, over the counter. And there are rescue inhalers that are available by prescription, albuterol, Zopenex, etc. Do you have a preference in terms of the ability to treat a rapid onset asthma attack and considering the long-term effects or complications that may occur with either the over-the-counter or albuterol or Zopenex? What is your first preference?
Zopenex is supposed to be one of the side effects, one of the issues with albuterol is that it will increase the heart rate. In other words, put the patient's heart racing. One of the things about the Zopenex is people who are very sensitive to albuterol will do somewhat better, or so they say, so it says, with Zopenex. I haven't found that experience personally, and I think the pharmacomafia, so to speak, the drug industry, has created several forms, just again, as a market advantage, so to speak, but I don't think clinically that makes a big difference. But, there's still the conventional wisdom, so I still stay away. I still do that just because it's a part of the protocols in the hospital, but it just doesn't make as much sense. The over-the-counter versus prescription, I think you can get a bigger bottle, but the strength is about the same, I think, if I'm not mistaken. So if you can get an over-the-counter without seeing a doctor, great. But it is good to have a contact with your physician because the asthma and, reactive airway disease, there is a different stages. And depending on the stage, a person may need an inhaled steroid as well, just to decrease the chronic inflammation.
Is there something else that can decrease chronic inflammation besides steroids?
Oh, God, absolutely. This is where we're talking about the the absolute essential complex of the vitamins and minerals. B complex. Without a good B complex, to control the cellular function and normalize everything as much as possible, energy production included, ATP. So that's Dr. Shealy's essentials or equivalent, 25 milligrams of most B complex, two of those a day. And then you've got to have a good vitamin C. And Dr. Shealy's youth formula combines that with MSM, which raises DHEA, which anti-stress wellness hormone, which, again, anti-inflammatory right there in itself. But vitamin C itself is anti-inflammatory as well. It's a free radical scavenger. It's got so many benefits. Great for the immune system. Just a cleaner upper. And anytime there's any kind of onset of infection or any kind of lung trouble, I would highly advise making sure you have that. Vitamin D is another one of those that's a hormone as well in itself, a hormone action. And it's essential for the bones, but it's also essential for the immune system. And the immune system will present itself very frequently in terms of the reactive airway. So that's one of those things as well. So there you go, vitamin D3, 50,000 on a weekly basis or 5 to 10,000 on a daily basis. And if you want to optimize that, take vitamin K, K2. It's better to have a amounts in the milligrams, not in the micrograms. There's a thousand-fold difference, and this is where Dr. Shealy has come up with adding K2, 15 to 30 milligrams to the vitamin B3 for the enhanced effect. And that's if you really, really need to boost the immune system. If you're okay, then for the most part, vitamin D is plenty. And last but not least, we talked about magnesium, but magnesium has got to be topical unless there's an issue with bowels and the need to move the bowels. And I started talking about magnesium briefly. It's one of the most essential intracellular elements that allows the cells in the body to function. And it's wonderful for pain relief. It's wonderful for, for musculoskeletal conditions, but it's also essential for the bones. It's essential for the over 900 various processes in the body. So, just take care of these things, and then the rest, hopefully, stay away from medications.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about the PEMF? Pulse electromagnetic frequency device that you and Dr. Shealy and Lou Cassidy have developed. And when we come back, could you talk about the PEMF device and its deployment or use with asthma, the treatment of asthma or a chronic respiratory disease? Dr. Sergey is with us. Dr. Sergey Shealy-Soren. We'll be right back.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation fixation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So we're talking about respiratory problems, illnesses, and the pulse electromagnetic frequency device. And I have to tell you that I use it every single day, and I believe the results are absolutely positive. And Mrs. Finelli uses it too. When I first started dating Mrs. Finelli well over 40 years ago, she had this cough, and it was every day, and it was many, many times a day. And I introduced her to the PEMF device. So she's had this cough for 40 years, over 40 years, and it's gone. It is absolutely gone. And so what she does is, she sleeps with the PEMF device all night and has for over a year, and she just kind of hugs it. And so it's right on her chest, and there absolutely seems to be a positive benefit. And so she wouldn't do it, believe me. She would not do it if she didn't think it absolutely worked. Are you seeing those kinds of results with other people?
Absolutely. The PEMF, the idea on the PEMF itself is to optimize the cellular function. It's to optimize the energy production, optimize utilization of chemicals and everything else, and literally optimize communications, cellular communications, and otherwise. So we in the clinic we've had several observations directly, including several people who were Well, oxygenation was, in one person, was down in the 60s and 70s, and then with the EMF application came up to low 90s. 90s are okay. Again, it's not low 90s is not ideal, but hey, it's survivable and livable, and it's tolerable. It's been a, you know, it's been a wonderful journey with the EMF, and it's we find that it literally it's great to optimize literally whatever tissue that you need to work with, but lungs especially, because if you can't breathe, well, that's kind of concerning. Breathing is airway, and then breathing, then circulation in the emergency room world. So if that's not going well, that's an essential. By the way, Vincent, would you like to say hello to the one and only Dr. Norm Shishrili himself? He is sitting right here with us.
I certainly would. You know, I thought I heard him in the background. Hi, Dr. Shishrili.
Good morning.
It's great to hear your voice. You know, I saw your son. He came by to talk about cars here at the farm a couple weeks ago, and he had
right.
this thing around his neck. And it was a yellow PEMF coil, and he was
yeah.
wearing it the entire time that it was plugged in. And it kind of sounds like you, doesn't it?
Yes, I wear it, you know, 6 to 8 hours a day.
Yeah, yeah. And so what does it do for you, Dr. Shewing?
Well, I say it regulates my brain. It calms my mm-hmm. brain. Mm-hmm. I suspect using it at least 6 hours a day, it prolongs longevity.
Mm-hmm.
We have tested
that. Yeah, and who doesn't want to pay more taxes, right? Yeah, I'm with you. You know,
well.
Dr. Shishrili, I mentioned to you several years ago, my mom and dad lived at the farm, and you've been in our kitchen, and it's a pretty long kitchen. And Mrs. Finelli and I were at the island near the sink, near the stove, and my mom was at the other end of the kitchen reading a book in her reading chair. And I'd say, Mom, Mom, Mom! And she wouldn't hear me. And eventually she would hear me. Well, we put the PEMF coil around her neck. And then the most amazing thing happened. Within a day or so, she would be able to hear soft conversations in the exact same position with me and Mrs. Finelli, you know, preparing food at the or a meal at the island, and she would join the conversation
wow.
that she could not hear before. Yeah, absolutely true, absolutely true, and it seemed to fix her hearing because it generally degraded over the years. We'll be right back with
Dr. You ever get the feeling that the world is being held together with duct tape? Every day we're thrown some new meaningless drama in the fake news to distract us from the reality we're all about to face. Between the government trying to print their way out of debt, military conflicts, the disintegration of our most trusted institutions, and a looming food shortage, preparedness is no longer a choice. It's a necessity. You can trust My Patriot Supply. Our emergency food kits come packed with tasty meals, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit for each person in your family. Self-reliance is the only alternative to government food lines. Time is running out. Become ungovernable. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and save on dozens of different emergency food kits while you can. These kits are in stock, ship fast, and arrive in unmarked boxes for your privacy. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com before the next crisis strikes. MyPatriotSupply.com.
USA News Update. The collapse of Silicon Valley Bank and New York Signature Bank over the weekend amplifies the concern Americans have in this time of financial uncertainty. President Biden addressed the American people this morning.
Rest assured they'll be protected and they'll have access to their money as of today. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Let me repeat that. No losses will be borne by the taxpayers. Instead, the money will come from the fees that banks pay into the deposit insurance fund. The management of these banks will be fired.
The atmospheric river that just left California is making way for another one. More heavy rain and snow is forecast in the region as soon as tonight. The Boss, Bruce Springsteen's planned performance tomorrow in Albany, New York, has become the third concert in a week to be postponed by the New Jersey rocker. He says he's not feeling well. Thanks for listening. It's well appreciated. This is USA News.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do you need to get your hands on some extra money right now? Maybe $25,000 or more? If you're a homeowner, now is the perfect time to get cash out while homes in many neighborhoods like yours have gone up in value. You can use the money for anything. It's yours. You can buy an investment property, pay off higher interest debt, or make home improvements. If you need $25,000, $50,000, or more, now is the time. Home values are up, and so is your equity. We offer you a way to use it. No need to use your savings. Call New American Funding now and see how much cash out you can get. Call 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. 800-721-2477. That's 800-721-2477. NMLS 6606. www.nmlsconsumeraccess.org. This is not an offer or commitment to lend. Subject to borrower and property qualifications. Not all borrowers will qualify. Terms and conditions apply. Equal housing opportunity.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your
life with Extendivite. It's going to be slight.
What are today's hot?
Watch it. God, you're
take when you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Dr. Shealy's with us. And it's great to hear your voice, Dr. Shealy. So that was the story about the pulsed electromagnetic frequency device and my mom in our kitchen. And I relayed that story to you on the air several years ago. And you tried it, and it worked for you, too. So have you shared this with other patients to see if they've had the same results as you and my mom?
I don't, think so. I very rarely have a patient who complains of loss of hearing.
Mm-hmm.
But I would cure it if necessary.
Great. And what about tinnitus? I was talking with a gal who said that she had tinnitus and it's been driving her crazy for almost her entire life. And you know, she's up there in middle age right now, or maybe a little older. Any thoughts about that? Is there any hope?
Well, interestingly, I used to have tinnitus, and I haven't had it in several years, probably due to the PIMP device.
Well, that's why I was asking. Isn't that amazing? And it's the kind of thing, I guess, that when you have it and it goes away slowly, it's maybe not as noticeable as one might think, that
right.
The absence of it.
Gradually, but I haven't at least had it in 4 years.
And how long have you been using the PEMF device around your neck, you know, in that area?
About 5 years.
Hmm. Isn't that interesting? Dr. Shuley, is the PEMF device similar or different from the LIS cranial stimulator?
Oh, very different. The LIS cranial stimulator is good only for depression.
Okay. Just depression. Okay.
Yeah.
And I was talking with a guy who was shoveling some snow. And after he went into the house, he was kind of winded, didn't feel right, sat down, and it still didn't feel right, and decided that he needed to go to the emergency room, and they did some tests, and they determined that he had a blockage. Now, he's had all the government-recommended jabs, you know, for the vaccine, if you will. He's had all of them, and they determined that he had a blockage. He didn't have this problem before. Do you think it's possible that the jab could have caused the blockage in his circulatory system?
Unequivocally. It clobbers the immune system.
You know, we've talked to family members, we've talked to friends, and we've said, you know, really do your research, be really careful, and they just bought into the government line, and they got jabbed, and now many of them have passed away.
Yep.
And you know, very suddenly. I mean, very, very suddenly, within a couple months. And
yes.
You know,
within
four days,
I hugged a woman who had had the jab a month earlier and had a heart attack 3 days later, but she was well. And 4 days after I hugged her, I had a stroke, a big stroke.
And Dr. Shuley, would you say that that was highly unlikely for you to have had that stroke otherwise?
Absolutely. It was caused by the hug, or the vaccine effect of the hug.
Mm-hmm. So is it almost like a person who has had the vaccines is literally transmitting the vaccine through their breath, through
yes.
their skins, through their perspiration?
Yep.
Are we all doomed?
Well, if you get the vaccine, you are. I consider it the most dangerous thing in the world.
Over the last several years, several being three, a few years, we've cautioned people about the vaccine because we believed it was a bioweapon, it was dangerous, and it's one thing to get COVID through a blast in the face, somebody coughing, it's another thing to inject it right into your body. And our question was, is the vaccine a serum delivery of COVID, the bioweapon?
Maybe almost worse.
Yeah, yeah. And it seems like life expectancy is going down in the United States, and it seems to be a direct result of COVID and the injections. Dr. Shula, do you have some thoughts about someone who has gotten the jab, what they should do in order to best improve their chances for paying more taxes?
Well, I think they should take the essential vitamins, you know, vitamin D3, B complex, vitamin C, et cetera.
The same vitamins, minerals, supplements you've been recommending for all the 12 years that you and I have been on the air, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
It's critical.
Dr. Shuley, let me ask you this. Don't answer it if you don't want to. But after you got that blast from, and I don't know what else to call it, shedding the blast, the negative aura of a person who gets the jab, had you not followed your protocol, your very own protocol, the same one that you've been recommending for 12 years, the Myers cocktail, the vitamin, your Dr. Shula's essentials, the B complex, the vitamin C with MSM, the D3, the astaxanthin, all of that, the magnesium, would you still be here had you not followed that protocol?
I doubt it. I'd be dead, probably.
What was it like?
Well, it was, you know, like the first day I could not speak a word. And, it took several weeks to recover just to that extent. But I don't think you could recover without it.
Mm-hmm. You know, I know that you are a stickler for accuracy. I know that. And being a medical doctor, and a PhD times three, and an author of around 40 books, you are a stickler for precision. And I do have some emails from you during that period when you were recovering in the very early days of that shedding that you got of the person who got the jab. And those emails were not of someone who was a stickler for precision.
Right.
They really weren't. And so you can see what I'm saying, right?
Right.
Yeah. So I could tell it was a tough go, a really tough go. And I know that Lou Cassidy was with you in person, and I was with Lou on the phone when he was with you in person during those early days, those very difficult days. And Dr. Sergey came in and ran to your assistance, and we had some telephone calls. You might not know about this, Dr. Shuley, but maybe it's okay to share it. We asked Dr. Sergey if he had any secrets in his medical kit to fix you. Would he please use them? And we had those kinds of discussions. And these were the early days of the shedding, and he did. And he and we talked about, you know, bringing you to the clinic and Myers cocktails and it worked, right?
Yeah,
it worked.
Absolutely.
So I just wanted to let you know there were some people on the sidelines who care very deeply for you and about you that wanted to make sure that everything was done, but according to your wishes. And Dr. Shuley, do you think that a person who has those kinds of reactions to the jab or the shedding can actually think clearly? Do you think it's possible that even the mental processes that one would normally go through could be impaired by the jab, meaning
unequivocally,
someone to just,
yes, it ruins the brain.
Okay, because it seemed possible to me that, well, I guess I'll just say it. I thought that it was possible that you weren't thinking clearly, and Lou, like, what happened to Dr. Sheely? Where did he go? And he's not the guy that I remember. And that was the early days of you being shedded upon. And I'm saying this for the benefit of others in our class, that maybe they might experience this too. And so we said, wait, this isn't Dr. Sheely. He wouldn't do this. We got to get him fixed. And so maybe we kind of pushed a little too much, Dr. Sheely. And because it seemed like you didn't have the total desire to be fixed that you normally would have. And that's why I asked if mental functioning could be impaired.
Well, I think it ruins a broad variety of brain functions.
Mm-hmm. Including survival?
Including survival, unequivocally.
Mm-hmm. Well, class, that's what Lou and I saw. Lou was in person and I was on the end of the phone. And this went on for weeks and weeks. And, well, let me ask you this, Dr. Sheely, do you remember those days when Lou came over to your farm?
Oh, yeah.
In the winter? Okay.
Yep.
Yep. Yeah. And we talked about it, and I said, Lou, you're the only guy that can do this. You're the only one who can make this happen. And he did. And Dr. Sergey did. Very good. Dr. Sheely, when we come back from this break, please think of some things that you'd like to share with the class. You know, you have a large group of followers, a large group, and they love hearing your advice, consultations, wisdom, and opinions. We'll be right back with Dr. Norm Sheely.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S. patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. TCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Any items you'd like to share with our class regarding medicine? Maybe proactively preventing, catching something, diseases, those kinds of
well,
things?
Well, you know, live a good life and take the essentials to stay alive and be healthy.
So I was talking with this person who had the blockage, and the first thing that came to my mind, of course, was the jab, because I know the whole family got jabbed. And they all got COVID anyway. And so we were lied to about get the jab and don't get COVID, and then it's get the jab and get another jab and then get another jab, and then you might still get COVID. And, of course, that's what happened to a lot of people. And this person now has a heart, a mitral valve prolapse and a blockage and is going in for a stint or two. Can you tell us what your thoughts are on stints?
Avoid them. If I had any threat, I would wear a patch over my heart with, essential oil.
Okay, instead of the surgery for the stent. And
yeah.
Isn't a stent something like a spring?
No. It's actually a patch with a pouch with sapphire pouch, crushed sapphire.
Okay, that's what you would wear. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Prevent.
Okay, and so for. As I mentioned to you previously on a previous class, an intern doctor thought that I had a heart murmur, and I immediately put myself on CoQ10, and you put me on Kyani Nitro Extreme, and within a couple days, at the most, it was all gone, and I was sent for an echocardiogram, and I couldn't find anything. Now, the sad thing is that it made the internist feel that, how is it possible that she could have gotten this wrong, right? But I believe the CoQ10 and the Kyani Nitro Extreme fixed the problem. But then again,
absolutely.
Yeah, and it worked great. And so I mentioned this to the person who has this heart murmur, along with magnesium spray. And the reaction was the same reaction I always get. Well, you know, I'll look into it. I'll check with my doctor. And Dr. Shuley, what do you think most doctors would say? I'm not talking about Dr. Soren, your son. I'm not talking about you. But would most medical doctors say, yeah, CoQ10, do that. That's great. It works. Would they say magnesium lotion works in stopping an irregular heartbeat? Would they say that Kyani Nitro Extreme is safe? Give it a try? Or would they say, we got a knife that will work real good?
Avoid surgery.
Yeah. So for maybe, I don't know, less than $100, you could try all those three things that I just mentioned, and it absolutely worked for me. And Dr. Shuley, here's an interesting thing. A neighbor came over for automotive repair, and she said she was going to go to her cardiologist. And I asked her what for, and she told me, and I said, well, here's what I did, CoQ10 and Kyani Nitro Extreme. So she took the CoQ10 immediately, went to her cardiologist, and the heart murmur was gone. And the time before that, she said she had an irregular heartbeat, and I said, oh, well, Dr. Shuley has said on the air about 80% of us have this problem, and it's easily fixed with magnesium lotion or magnesium spray, and you could be one of those, possibly be one of those 80 percenters by tomorrow morning. So she did it. Next morning, regular heartbeat was gone. Went back to the cardiologist. Do you know that cardiologist could not find the irregular heartbeat anymore? Can you imagine that? Dr. Shuley, I don't understand how there's so many doctors who don't understand these things. I was talking with a doctor about CoQ10, and the question was what?
CoQ
what? That's CO, the letter Q, and the number 10, CoQ10. And, you know, I'm not practicing medicine. I'm just sharing what works for me. As a thrifty guy who wants to pay more taxes. Dr. Shuley, it's wonderful. It's wonderful hearing your voice. I'm looking forward to coming out your way, probably in the next couple of weeks. Love to say hello if that's okay with you.
Of course.
Great. Give my best to your son, and I'll see y'all next week, Dr. Shuley. Thank you so
y'all
much for being with us. Yeah.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.